Hello, welcome to today's Writing Circle. This is Susan Hagen, I'm your writing guide. And I just want to welcome you into this space that you have chosen to enter, where you can drop down deep inside yourself and kind of take a little pulse on where you are in your life at this moment. So let's make sure that all your phones and other devices that might ring or buzz or vibrate or otherwise interrupt you are turned off. And if you're not writing with me live today, set your timer for the amount of time of this recording and also the amount of time you'd like to write. And gather together your smudge and writing tools, and let's settle in to our practice today. So let's begin with our smudge, as we always do, gathering up the sage, the matches. Maybe you'd like to light a candle or whatever else is your sacred way of setting up this space for yourself to write. And if you're smudging today or just imagining that you're smudging, just close your eyes and let yourself go soft focus as you move the sage smoke around your body and let yourself wash away whatever doesn't need to be present with you here today. Bringing yourself not only present to this moment, but current into this time in your life. And there may be things that you are dealing with, changes in your life, events, issues, things that are on your plate and in your close awareness. And so what I'd like to suggest is some questions that we can ask as we go around the medicine wheel to help you get present and clear, and also to serve as a check-in as we go in each direction to see where you are and how you are in your life. As I have said many times, we can put anything on the medicine wheel to gain a deeper understanding of a present situation. And so here is an example of doing this. So imagining the medicine wheel laid out on the altar between us, the four directions, starting with the south, the child, the summer, the earth. And you might ask yourself, how is the little one within me doing? How is my small child that needs to be kept safe, that needs to know that everything is okay and she is taken care of? So how is the little one doing? And because the child is the one of the initial reactions that lead us around the circle, we might ask, what strong emotional reactions have I been having lately? What have been my strong emotional feelings that just come suddenly that I feel in my body? And how is it at this time in your life to be in your body? It's a very good place to check in. How is it to be in your body? And are you in your body? Good questions in the south. Are you moving at a pace that nourishes you and that keeps you present with yourself? So noticing that pace in your life. And have you been able to spend time outside, or have you forgotten about the healing nature of the earth? So just asking yourself, have I taken time to be outside, to just be present there, to smell and see and taste and enjoy what I feel and experience in the natural world? And if not, how can I make time and remind myself to do that, even if for a few minutes a day? So we turn now to the west, the place of emotion, adolescence, change, water, where everything is moving and shifting. And here's where those deep, strong, sudden reactions of the child begin to take on a story for us. We begin to assign meaning, and we feel more deeply. So you might ask yourself, what kinds of dreams have I been having? Paying attention to that underworld, the subconscious, the dark places. What have my dreams been telling me? And have I been hearing from my ancestors, whether they are loved ones that are departed or the greater grandmothers of our culture? What have I heard from my ancestors and what are they telling me? Have I been able to sit in silence and cultivate a practice of stillness? Or have I just been flying through life, putting out fires and attending to what's right in front of me? So how can you cultivate a deeper sense of silence and stillness so that you can be present to your feelings? What is your soul hungry for? It's another great question. What is it I hunger for down deep underneath everything? What is it that I'm longing for? What is my longing? Yeah. We move now to the north, the place of the adult, the winter, the deep cold, the place where the adult takes care of the child and adolescent, who knows the adult who knows how to survive. The air, the intellect, the knowing. You might ask yourself now, what teachers and guides and wise ones do I turn to for my courage and strength and wisdom? And have I been seeking their counsel? Is there a way that you can access those teachers and guides and wise ones? Sometimes we forget about our resources when we're in the midst of being busy or dealing with a crisis or just getting caught up in the drift of life. Are there actions you feel drawn to take on behalf of your community, your world? Are there actions that you feel drawn to take? North is the place of action, connection to others in our community. But first, you might ask yourself, is there anything that needs to be made right within me in my own life so that I can be in the world more completely? Just checking in to see if there's something that's off with you or out that needs to be brought into balance in your own life. And you might also ask, how can I deepen my self-care? Have I forgotten about taking care of myself in the midst of taking care of others? Reminding ourselves that we can give away, but not give ourselves away. There always needs to be something reserved for ourselves so that we can stay healthy and present before we attend to others. And then we turn to the east, the place of spirit, place of fire, the spark of life, the newness, the big picture. And you might ask yourself, is the spark of creativity alive in me? And if it is, how do I keep that alive? And if it's not, how can I reignite that spark and welcome it back? You might notice if you have awareness of the big picture in life, or if you've gotten so busy looking at the small details in front of you that you've forgotten to lift up your eyes like the great birds who see for such a distance and see the bigger vision. You might also ask yourself, what is my deepest, most alive form of connecting with the great mystery? Is it through prayer or meditation or singing? Is it being in nature? And are you making time for this? Is this something that falls away when the crises of the times call for your attention? So how can you connect more deeply to the mystery, great spirit, God, goddess, creator, whatever name you might give it? So asking here, is there a place for that in my life? And do I need to deepen that? And in the center of the circle, of course, there is you, the living star, always the living star. And knowing that balance in one's life comes from accessing and accepting where you are in each of those four places around the medicine wheel. So we keep our lives in balance by asking these questions, by putting anything that is in our life on that wheel. So I invite you now to take a deeper breath and drop down into yourself. letting all the thoughts go, letting my words go, and just notice what you're left with in terms of feeling, body sensation, deeper awareness, if there's an emotion that has come to you and what might be resonating you in you now. So in a moment, I'll ring the bell and give a jumping off line, and you just let that take you wherever it will, and then keep writing without stopping until you hear the bell ring again. The questions that arise in me, the questions that arise in me.